daf in Masechet Gittin brought you between Chumot Yerushalayim is daf Chavav, and we're holding at the Halak of Mishnah. Now, we've been having a series of Mishnahs in which it isn't clear if the Mishnah is primarily talking about the din Aliba de Rabbi Elazar or primarily talking about the din Aliba de Rabbi Meir. And these Mishnahs essentially consisted of the question of at what point we're makbid on the Ktivah vis-a-vis writing it on the Chumash. So we have the case if he writes it on a tree or something, right? And then the question is, okay, is there a problem if you hold that the get anyway is the Chotmav, which is Rabbi Meir Shita? There we had the question, can we make it work out only better Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Elazar? Then we had the next piece of the Mishnah, which spoke about the writing of a get even by someone who doesn't have das. So Cher Shait Vekotan. There too. The question would be, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, it would be obvious why it's no problem. You don't need Lishma, as long as the Chatima is Lishma. In order to work that one out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, we had to come up with some fancy footing. So we said, maybe it's talking about a Godel Hashem in Agabav, or maybe it's talking about that he wrote only Mokom HaTeifes and not the Mokom HaTeiref. Now we have this Mishnah. This Mishnah indeed focuses directly on that Toref and Tofes question. So we know that there are two parts to the get, that there's generic part of the get, and then there is what is called the main Toref, that which is the open and powerful part of the get, and that would be the particular parts that are not generic, the name of the particular man, the name of the particular woman, and of course the time at which the get was written, and so on. So here too, we're going to have the same question. I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. There should be no problem in writing an entire get up front, because he says you can pick a get out of a garbage pail and use it. So doesn't seem to add up very well, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir. But let's see if we could do some creative footwork even here. So HaKotev Tofsei Gittin. You're a sofer, and you are writing Tofsei Gittin. You have to be careful to leave the non-generic parts, and that would be Tzarechi Aniach, Mokom Ha'ish, the name of the man, a blank for the name of the woman, Mokom Ha'isha, a blank for the time and the date, Mokom HaZman. If we would be talking about Shtarei Milva, if you're a sofer who is writing loan documents, thank you so much, there he needs to leave also the makom of the malveh, the lender, the makom of the name of the borrower, the makom a blank for the amount of the loan, hama'od, and a space for the time of the loan. Now, why in the world this would be true? It already expands the whole halacha. Because when we were talking about get, we understood that we were talking about the problem of lishma. And we were assuming that all of this is because it has to be written lishma. Now, certainly a shtar of a purchase contract or a loan document does not have to be written lishma. It just has to have the correct information. So, I mean, if a guy wants to sit around making loan documents, and then if he finds someone with the proper names to sell it to them, that should not be usher. And yet, the Mishnah seems to be saying there's a problem even with a loan document. If you are a sofer who is writing Shtarei Mekach, and now you're going to be talking about sale of a property, so there you have to leave a blank for the buyer's name, a blank for the seller's name, a blank for the purchase price, a blank for the identification of the field, a blank for the timing of the contract, all this mipnei hatakana, which doesn't make any sense. Now the Gemara is going to be asking, what does mipnei hatakana mean, and what parts of the Mishnah is it referring to? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't do any of the above. Posel bikulam. The shtar of any type, whether it's a sale, loan, or gitei nashim, has to be written non-generically from beginning to end, and you cannot have any part of it that you can go into the bookstore and purchase. Rabbi Elazar says, well, they're all okay because there's no din of lishma on other shtarot, except for gitei nashim, where there is a din of lishma. Shenemar v'katav la, and has to be lishma.
Is the reason why the Mishnah doesn't specify metaltalin? It's not a, there's no like a star written for metaltalin. It's the same.
No.
There's no reason for it.
There's no star. The star are not written on metaltalin.
That's a good point.
Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Tzarich sheyaniach af makom, quote, hariat mutar tochal adam. You also have got to leave open the words hariat mutar tochal adam, because the essential divorce has to be lishma. And those are the words of the divorce. Now that would be true if you're going according to Rabbi Elazar. Because, look, according to Rabbi Meir, I understand that the only concern that we have here is the correct information, right? I mean, obviously, we're going to have to know, in the same way that if we're talking about a sale document, how can you possibly write a sale document before it happens? The information won't be there. So that would have been true about the get, but the information is only the name and the date. So once I tell you, says Shmuel, that you need to also leave the words, Hareat Mutar Tachol Adam, I'm telling you that because the concern is beyond the issue of the data. The concern is for Lishma. And since it's for Lishma, the essential divorce has to be written Lishma. And therefore, I'd say it's going according to Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar holds Ede Mesira Karte. And since I don't even need a signature on the divorce, because I really am relying on the Edim that see me handing over the divorce, when the Torah said the Ketav La, could not possibly, by any stretch of the imagination, be referring to the Ketav of the Edim, because there are no Edim necessarily that are signing on the document. And therefore, what does the Ketav La mean? I'll leave it to Rabbi Elazar, the writing of the actual get itself. And since the writing of the get itself has to be lishma, the essential momentum of the get is hareat mutar lechol adam ubeinat ketiva lishma. Now, what this means is that Shmuel has just managed to interpret all three parts of the Mishnah. And remember, we've been looking at these as separate Mishnayos. We may have lost track of what's been going on. What's been going on is a series of Mishnayot, as I pointed out earlier, that can be interpreted in two ways, depending on whether you're going like Rabbi Meir or you're going like Rabbi Elazar. Now, the series of Mishnayot began with the question of writing something b'mechubar. And the question is, okay, what part written b'mechubar passes? because the din of b'mechubar is part of the din of the katavla, Sefer Kritot v'Natan. So the Ketav and Natan passes the need for anything like cutting down a tree between the Ketiva and the Netina. So depending on who you hold up, if you hold like Rebbe Elazar, then of course the whole thing has to be written Shalom b'Mechubar. If you hold like Rebbe Meir, it shouldn't be a problem, because we are talking about only the Chatimah would have to be Shelo b'Mechubar. Now, Shmuel interpreted that Mishnah Alib Rebbe Elazar. And he understood the Ketav, the Ketiva Mechubar, means the get itself, not the Chatimah. So that even if you were told Shok the Chotmo, it would be parcel. That was his first step, explaining things Alib Rebbe Elazar. Then we had the Mishnah about a get that is written by a Chere Shaita V'Katan. And there were two ways of interpreting that. It could either be it's kosher because of Rabbi Meir that you don't need Lishma. So who cares if the guy has Das or not? It could be a computer. In order to make it work out like Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel said before that is referring to only the toe face of the get, and that indeed can be generated by a computer. So the Kereshet of a cotton or a computer. So what's the problem? Right? Now, if that's the case, Sir Richard, so if that's the case, he once again went out of his way to explain that we're talking about that as well as going Aliba Rabbi Elazar. He could have simply said that it's talking about Rabbi Meir. Here is the third Mishnah that Rav Shmuel is going out of his way to say, you must also leave space for Hareat Mutar Tochal Adam to tell me that it's going like Rabbi Elazar. Why did Shmuel have to address all three Mishnayot to make it clear to us that he's making them work like the Rabbi Elazar. Vitzricha. Because look, suppose he would only have said the first of the Mishnayot that he's saying that you cannot be kotev b'mechor, right? Because yeshuin and hach kamaita, I would have said by yudu ika lo'uk b'kareb alazer, t'tana ein kotvim. It starts off saying ein kotvim b'mechubar, and then it says kotvo l'mechubar, it's kosher. So the Gemara, if you recall, asks, wait, you just said ein kotvim, and then you say kotvo b'mechubar. And over there, he came along to explain, okay, that's the difference. The difference is that one is talking about the Tophes, and one is talking about where he wrote, and then he had it, which I could have said, was that he had it signed, and instead, which would have been perfectly good, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, instead he explained the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is in terms of the difference between Tophes and Toreif. And over there, I would have thought that the next Mishnah, the Sefer Diktoni, the Ein Kiyuma Get Ela B'chol Tamav, you remember that that was a very problematic statement. To say that if a Cheresh showed to the cotton wrote a get, it's kosher. And Ein Kiyuma Get Ela B'chol Tamav, to fetch that into Rabbi Elazar is like really pushing it. Because certainly the words Ein Kiyuma Get Ela B'chol Tamav sounds very much like Rabbi Meir. Now, what Shmuel did over there was he said the same thing. He said, no, it's talking about Chereshet V'katan wrote the Tophes of the Get. And when it says, Ein Kim Aged Ela B'chot Amav, it means the Eide Mesira who generally signed it, you know, we saw it given over. I mean, that, I never would have thought that Shmuel would have gone so far to make the Mishnah work out a little bit of Rebbe Elazar, but he did. So he said, it's talking about only that case. Fine. And there I would have thought he would have agreed that's Rebbe Meir. And let's say he even said that was going a Libra Rebbe Elazar. Okay, you can get away with making that Mishnah Rebbe Elazar. How do you get away with making our Mishnah Rebbe Elazar? Our Mishnah quotes Rebbe Elazar as arguing at the end of the Mishnah. It says Rebbe Elazar, Machshir Bekulam, Chutz Megitinashim. So according to Rebbe Elazar, it's prohibited to even write Tavse Gitin. So how can you say that the Reish is going on leaving the Rebbe Elazar? And nonetheless, he holds it's going like Rebbe Elazar, which of course the Gemara will ask later. Is it a steer in Rebbe Elazar? Fine. But therefore, obviously, I need for Shmuel to interact with each one of these Mishnayot and to clarify that each one of them is going like Rebbe Elazar. And in all cases, we're talking about the difference between a Teifes HaGet and a Teref HaGet. So in this case, let's see that inside. Our Mishnah Ema, I certainly would have thought that if the Seifa is Rebbe Elazar arguing on the Tanakama, then how would we say the Reisha is Rebbe Elazar? It must be Rebbe Meir, and the Reisha is Lav Rebbe Elazar. And therefore, I need all three cases. Now, strangely enough, you say that you have to leave Mokom HaSodah, Mokom HaZman, etc. Mipnei HaTakana. Which Takana? What are we talking about? Omar, now there's different ways of understanding this statement. Omar Rabbi Yonatan, what it means is, assuming that everything is going aliba de Rebbe Elazar. So, Rebbe Elazar obviously is concerned for the fact that you should not be writing, and he says so beferish in the end of the Mishnah. Rebbe Elazar passes bekulam. Rebbe Elazar says that the Now, the truth is, the only reason that he passes Gite Nashim is clearly because of a Gezerah, right? What is the Gezerah? If I allow you to write the generic part of the get that doesn't require Lishma, what is to prevent a sofer from making an error and writing Areyat Muteret L'Chol Adam also as part of his preparation to have a get handy?
So that line has to be done, the name of the particular Isha as well.
Right, the particular man and the particular woman. Rabbi Yehuda, who takes it so far that he wants to be Gezer, all Shtarot to be written Lishma because of it, he takes it even further than Rabbi Elazar, right? So now, you would have thought, if we assume that we've got a consideration of a Gezerah, So I say, here's how to understand it in the Artakana. Because Bedinu, Afilu Tofes Nami Lo Lichtov. We've just explained that the ratio of the Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Lozar, Libra Shmuel, correct? Later on, we'll ask about the steer in the end. Now, the truth is, Rabbi Lozar, because of the possibility of the Gezerah that we do see in the end, that Rabbi Lozar says, so he shouldn't be able to write even Tofse Gittin. When it says, Mipnei HaTakana, it means Mishum Takanat Sofrim. If we're going to not allow, we're going to be really strict about this, then it's going to be very difficult. If there's a job at hand and another job that requires attention, it's going to be very difficult for him to be able to accept that job. I mean, I'm busy writing this. It's going to take me all day. I'm sorry, sir. I won't be able to get your shtar ready. Now, in order to make life easier for Sofrim, and you know when it rains, it pours. So basically what's going to happen is he's going to have days without work, and then all of a sudden he's going to have so much work he's going to lose jobs. So to make life easier for Sofrim, use the time when nobody has ordered a contract for writing up the Tofsim, and then you fill in the blanks. And that's what Nei HaTakana means. Because Meikar, then we wouldn't want you to be able to write it at all. So Shor Rabbanu. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, who passes Bekulam, he obviously goes to the Tofes Otur Toirev in the get, like Rabbi Lazar, and then he's even goes there all Shtarot Otur Gittin. So in order to avoid giving Gittin Psulim, he doesn't allow writing any contract unless it's specified for the person that he's writing. Now Rabbi Lazar, who's a Machshir Bekulam, Chutz Migidei Nashim, obviously, he holds up the first step of the Gezerah, which is the Tofes. Don't write the Tofes because you may be coming to write the Torah if that he's Gozer. But to say Ad Kedei Kach that he's Gozer, Shar Shtarot, Otu Gitin, that Lo Gozer. Why am I getting fingers pointed at me?
Something about a Tofes.
What did we get for the
Tofes.
Tofus.
Tofus.
It was more like Torev.
It's a good thing you're heading out, Richie, and they're in a duty free. They're selling all kinds of new iPads. Well,
it's a ski competition.
Here we are. The snore clock. I think that's the app that you need right now. You wouldn't want Uncle Art.
It's like in the car that you lose eye contact and start speaking. That would work perfectly.
Yeah, but the snore clock is more like it, I think.
I can't believe that I missed it.
Even you missed that. It was a good one. Okay. So according to Rabbi Lazar, he only holds to the first part of the Gezerah, which is the Tofes Otu Toref, but Shtarot Otu Gitin, he thinks he's taking things too far. And Shtarot Otu Gitin, like Rabbi Yehuda says, any Shtar, no, that much Rabbi Lazar is not Gezer. And then it says, Shenemar V'katavla Lishma, I don't understand. Rabbi Elazar just is trying to bring a logical explanation for why I will not accept Tofse Gittin, and then he quotes a pasuk. The only reason he's not allowing you to write Tofse Gittin is because of the Gzeira of Otur Torev. So why does he quote the pasuk? The pasuk isn't referring to what he said. The word katav la is only a reference to the Toref of the get. So what do you mean, Shenemar? It's not Shenemar. Okay, fine. Adjust that. Write Mishum Shenemar. In other words, I am Gozer not to come to make the mistake, because since it says the din of Lishma, so Mamela, I'm worried that you'll come to that. Okay, but so now you're telling me that basically we have a contradiction in Rebbe Elazar, right? You're explaining the whole Mishnah. Ali bit of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yehuda is Ali bit of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar is Ali bit of Rebbe Elazar. Okay, fine. So now, how does the first Tanakhama that's going like Rebbe Elazar, Ali bit of Shmuel, who says that you can write Tofse Gittin, how does that square with Rebbe Elazar at the end of the Mishnah, who says you can't write Tofsid Yidden. I don't understand. Is there some other Tana that we don't know about? Shekashet Rebbe Elazar, other Rebbe Elazar? No, it's Treta Noya Liba the Rebbe Elazar. There's no way to square it. Obviously, there was the Tanakama's approach to Rebbe Elazar, and then we have this approach in the Sefer, in which there was clearly a Shita in Rebbe Elazar, in which Rebbe Elazar held of the Gezira. That's approach number one to the words Mipnei HaTakana. Takana is a reference to Takanat Sofrim. Now, there's another approach. The other approach is this. Reb Shabtai Amar Chizkia Mishum Kitata. Actually, the Mishnah is going like Rebbe Meir. And according to Rebbe Meir, you'd say, why not just write the entire get and have the guy, let's say a sofer is in touch with all the family therapists in town. He finds out who is head, you know, in all the women magazines, will this couple, whatever, you know, I forgot what the, but I mean, he's in touch with all the families in town, and as being a very creative sofer, he writes the get in advance and calls the husband and says, just in case, you know. So, I mean, according to Rebbe Meir, that's perfectly good, because Rebbe Meir holds that you can even use a get that you found in a garbage pail that happens to have your name and your wife's name on it. So, therefore, the Mishnah shouldn't work out of either Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir shouldn't be machalik between the Tofes and the Toreth. Therefore, comes on Reb Shabtai Amar Chizkia to say, no, that's the takana. Mipnei HaTakana. It's going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Meir, and therefore, bedinu mi'ikara din, I should be able to write the entire thing from beginning to end without it being lishma. So I should be able to write the Toref as well as the Tofes, right? Ah, but the problem is that sometimes she may find out about it. Now, the guy never ordered the get. This sofer, you know, there's a very delicate moment in family therapy. The sofer is betting on the get. Right. See, he writes the get. Now, she finds out that there's a get. She assumes, of course, that her husband is already preparing the get. There goes family therapy. Pow! So that would be Mipnei HaTakana, not for the sofer, but for the family. So the idea is takana of kitata. So she finds out that the surfer has been saying, you know, kakatav, and you know, he says the name up openly. Visavra yukamali. She assumes that the husband ordered the get. And boy, oh boy, havila kitata bahade. You can be sure.
There's no lishma.
Quite right, Rebbe Meir, there's no lishma.
But as far as the soap, there's no lishma until it's really ordered. You can't say, if it happens, this will be lishma.
No, you can. You don't need lishma. What do you mean, it will be lishma? I don't need lishma.
But if you need lishma.
I don't need lishma.
But if you need lishma.
I don't need lishma.
Somebody needs lishma. Right?
If I need lishma, I can't write it lishma in advance. No, and that's the lishma for him and her. But if it isn't ordered, he's the one that suffers a shliach in the katah. Now we have a third approach. What might the meaning of Mipnei HaTakana mean? That's Rav Chisda Omer Avimi. He says Mipnei HaTakana means in order to have Gittin available. That's the point. So now, perhaps, we don't know. Now there's two meanings. Mishum Agunot could mean two things. It could mean in order to have Gittin more easily available, so that if people are in a rush to run away for some reason, then they need a get quickly to save her from Yibum, or in case the ship goes down, nobody knows if he lives alive or dead. So in order to have a Tikkun Agunot, we want Sofren to be able to write the get.
A quick getaway.
Well, very good. Very good. A quick getaway. How do you like that? That's excellent. Excellent. The guy's brilliant. And the other meaning of Mipnei Takanat Agunot could be just the opposite. If you make it too easy to give a get, we're going to have a lot of women hanging on that are needing a second husband and ain't going to find one. So there's two ways to do it. And indeed, there are two explanations of what Chisda Amar Avimi's approach was. Some say, Amrila, that the assumption was the Mishnah's Rebbe Meir. And some say the assumption was the Mishnah's Rebbe Elazar. So let's see how that works out. Let's take the first approach. Amrei lo Rebbe Meir, some say the Mishnah's Rebbe Meir, who holds Edei Chatima Karte. Because of that, we ought to be able to have computer-generated gittin with your name and your wife's name available and so on. And all we need to do is press a button and print it out, right? So, bedinu da filu torev lami lichtov. So therefore, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense because you'd think that Rabbi Meir would allow you to have exactly those type of hundreds of thousands of different, mix and match husband names and wives' names. And you just go in there and you thump through and you pick out the one that matches, right? That should be okay. Da filu torev nami lichtov. But I'll tell you what the problem is. Since Zimna Davila Kitatabada, look, there may be a tough relationship, you know. And finally, she does something that breaks the camel's back. And now he gets really furious. And he throws it again because it's too easy to get hold of. I mean, you just walk into Walmart to buy a get, you know. So then what's going to be the problem? The moment that that's it, I can't take another minute of this, you walk into Walmart. Now, normally, that's it. I can't take another moment of this. By the time you go through the whole rigmarole of giving a get, say the heck with it. It's easier to stick with it. Right? So because of that, that's the takana. Mishum agunot. You know? Because now she'll be stuck alone.
What about, isn't there not a requirement for a din for that? For the giving of the get, there's no...
What's the problem? Yeah.
So there's a couple of guys sitting
for
around.
For Rabbi Meir, it's the signing of the get.
Yes,
talking about
only
the Rabbi Meir.
This is
Rabbi Meir we're going according to. Now we're trying to explore how Rav Chisda could be going like Rabbi Meir first, like Rabbi Elazar.
He doesn't care about the Edim.
He cares about the Edim on the Chatzim. Yeah. So you go into your local barbershop.
Yeah,
that's
the barbershop.
Now, some say, ma'agin motive. Now, this lotion of ma'agin, Reb Kiviger points out, we find later on that Tosfos says the word ma'agin is used sometimes for gerushin. Because the woman is going to wait around to be remarried, or she's going to have a difficult time in finding a second husband, or if it happens so quickly, she may wait around because she thinks he'll change his mind. I mean, same way he went into Walmart to get, he'll change his mind. Okay, so that's why we use Loshen Ma'agen, even though it's not literally Igun. She could get married to somebody else, according to this. Now, others learn it's going on, leave it to Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar holds Eide Mesira Karte, and therefore, Bedinu da filo tofes nami lo lichtav. You should not be allowed to write the tofes because of the Gezera tofes otu taref, like the sheet of Rebbe Lazar in the end of the mission. Therefore, mipnei atakana means agunot. That is to say, zimne deboi lemezel ludinat hayam. If a guy needs to be on the next flight out of town and may well disappear, as next flight takers often do, therefore, he's going to run to try to give his wife a divorce so she doesn't end up an aguna, or she doesn't end up requiring yibum, whatever the case would be, right? And what's he do? He walks in to order the get. The sofer's busy. He can't get to Walmart because they're not allowing him to have, and there's no way to get the get in time. Vishavik Loser has to go. He catches his planes and disappears. Viazulma again. And Motivla, now he leaves her as an aguna, basically. That, in order to avoid, Mipnei HaTakana, we don't make the gezera not to write the tofes or the torah. So we have three different approaches to what Mipnei HaTakana means, some going Alibid Rabbi Lazar, some going Alibid Rabbi Meir, and some going either Alibid Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Meir, depending on how you interpret Mipnei HaIgun. Okay, now we're becoming sort of expert at the twists and turns of the various in and outs of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar as they're practically implemented in the get. Now, the Mishnah says you must write the time, leave a space for the time of the get. And you'll notice that it doesn't matter in the Mishnah whether this is a get that is coming to be given to an arusa, so that you haven't taken her to chuppah yet and you've gotten out of it in time, or it's given to a nisua. It doesn't matter, right? So kaposik fatani, any get has got to have the makam hazman. Lo shlamina nisuin, velo shlamina erusin. But if you remember, not long ago we explored the reason for why we need zman in gittin at all. Who cares when? So we had two explanations about who cares when. One explanation was because we're concerned that a husband who is married to a wife that is his relative that he cares about, that's his niece, he would want to cover for her if she is caught with another guy to claim that the get was given to her earlier so she shouldn't get into trouble. Okay, that's called Mishum Bat Achuto. The other man, the Omar, said, the reason we need the Zman is because it has financial implications. Since the husband has a right to take her Nichse Malug, if it doesn't have the Zman, either, if it's a Mukdam, she would be able to go and to collect from the Lekuchot before she actually got the get and claim that they had no right to buy that and she wants it back. Or, if we have a get that had no Zman, the husband would be able to continue eating the Nichse Malug. She wouldn't be able to recover it from him because he would say, oh, you just got that. Gave it to you this morning. You know, the past 6 months that I was meant to be able to take. And so on. Okay, now, I understand. Bishlama min ha-nisuin. Okay, we're talking about a get needs a Zman. Okay, so we had two approaches. That makes sense. Bein l'man d'yomim bishum bata chotoika. Whether all the problem is cover up for the niece, or Bein Laman D'Yomim Shum Perer, the problem is the rights to the Perot Maluk. I understand. But if you're telling me that a get mina erisin needs to have its date, why? So Bishlam Laman D'Yomim Shum Bat Achotoma, obviously, he would want to cover his Arusa, because she would be just as in trouble, if not more so, for playing around as an Arusa than as an Asua. So he'd want to cover for her. Okay. So there I understand why I need the Mokam Hazman, Ika. But if the problem is Bishum Perot of Nichse Belug, there are no Perot of Nichse Belug from an Arusa. So Arusa mi itla peri? Omer of Amram, I got to tell you, there's a couple things that I heard, and when I put them together, a couple things I heard from Ula, when I put them together, I finally made sense of all of this. And I'll tell you how it works, like this. So the issue was Kiva the Shemiat Lahuda Tanya, where we have Tamar Fam Hamilta Shemiat Minaydi Ula, and he ultimately ends up, and I'll explain to you how he ends up, even though it's not said openly, that the reason is Mishum Takanat Vlad. We do not want a child to suffer the indignity of being made fun of as a bastard in school. And therefore, we want to make sure that nobody could say that the get that was delivered was actually delivered after she was already pregnant. And therefore, we need to leave this man. And I'll explain to you how I get to this. Look, here's the... initially, I heard Ula say, Mishum Takanat Vlad. I had no idea what he was talking about. That we need to leave the get in the Zman of the Arusa. When I first understood, I understood what that meant. What do you mean? An Arusa doesn't have a Vlad. I mean, I thought that's the whole point, is that she's only an Arusa. I mean, I understand it could happen, but why in the world would we make the initial takona to have it? I didn't understand what he meant, but I put together another statement of Ula with Abraita, and then it all clicked. And here's how it clicked. Because Kiva the Shamita L'Adatanya, then I heard the Abraita that goes like this. Somebody orders a get for his arusa to be given to her after he actually takes her to the chuppah. Right? This is called prima noche, of a different kind. All right, so now he wants to have his get in. I mean, I already put up with all the expenses and everything, but at least have a night. You know. Fine. So therefore, after I marry her, then I'll give her the get.
A very solid foundation.
Solid foundation.
He knows exactly what he's doing, but why?
So that's not a good get. Ain't no get. Why is it not a good get at all? So Rashi says it's not a good get because it's a get yashan. Because remember, any get where the husband had written the get and then was left be yichud with his wife, were always choshesh for pregnancy. And therefore, the ikar takana of get yashan was to avoid pregnancies that appear to be after the giving of the get. And that's for the child's sake. Right? We don't want a child to... It's a pagam mishpacha. Okay. Once I understood that, now Tosfos says that's not true because eino get doesn't mean it's a get yashan. Remember that a get yashan is kosher b'diavad, if you used it. Eino get means it's not kosher at all. We saw this distinction earlier in Shmuel. It's a difference between get basul and eino get. And therefore, Tosfos says it's all very nice to say that there's a partial get of a get yashan when a man was alone with a woman following the writing of the get. It's an entirely different story when the man marries the woman after the writing of the get. We're over there, we're absolutely certain that they've slept together and there's a very good chance of a resulting pregnancy. So there it's eino get at all. This is worse than a get yashan. It's a fascinating machlok.
Is this consummation of the matter? Is consummation?
Consummation of the long engagement and preparation for the get.
Right.
Depends how you look at it. Now, once I heard that, okay, that it's not a get, and Ula explains the reason that it's not a get is because Gzeira Sheba Yomru Gita Kodom Livna. Okay. Then I understand that in the case of the Mishnah, the reason you need to leave a Mokum Hazman for an Arusa is because what if the guy actually ends up using the get after Nisuin? And then it won't be a get at all. So that's what we were saying. That because of the ultimate shash of Gita Kodem Levna, it can be an actual parcel get, Aliba de Ula. Omer of Izera, Omer of Abba Bashila, Omer of Hamnuna Saba, Omer of Adabarava, Omer Rav. We got some pretty solid people behind this psak. Halachak Rabbi Elazar. We paskin like Rabbi Elazar. A get needs to be written lishma. And in fact, Kori Rav Aleda Rabbi Elazar Tuvina de Chachimi. This man is the richest of the Talmidei Chachamim in terms of his understanding. Wait. Rebbe Elazar in the Mishnah, how far do we go? When you say that in the Machlokas of Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yehuda, is it also that Halachic Rebbe Elazar, or might it be that we're Machmer like Rebbe Yehuda? Because Rebbe Elazar said, we're only Machmer by Gittin, right? Tofes versus Torev. But Rebbe Yehuda said, we're Machmer on any kind of contract. And when you say halachic Rebbe Elazar, it's mashma that we do not make the gezer of other contracts. And yet, as we know, Rav Papi quoted Rava as saying that even an asharta de dayani, now the asharta de dayani is the least problematic of shtarot. What an asharta de dayani is, the dayanim are waiting to accept testimony of witnesses who are going to say, this is our signature, we recognize the signature, in order to have a kiyum of the shtar, right? So the Edim come in 5 minutes before, they're in the waiting room. The sofer of Dayanim said, what are you here for? We're here to testify on those signatures. Thank you. The sofer, meanwhile, writes the asharta on the contract and then says, okay, take this in with you. He takes it in with they take it in with them to the Dayanim. The Dayanim hear the testimony and the Dayanim sign. So what's so terrible that he writes out the asharta while the Edom are waiting and the Dayanim will sign? I mean, that is the craziest case. I mean, for there we're going to be makbid. And Rav Papi quoted Rav as saying, even that the sofer can't write in advance and hand on the shtar to go in with it. He has to wait till they actually say what they came to say, go back out, write it out, go back in, and get the Dayanim to sign it. I mean, it's crazy. But why do we do it that way? Alma, that we view a shtar that is written before the event as mirzik ashikra. It looks like a lie. What are you writing a lie? These Edom appeared and testified as to the veracity of the signature. No, they didn't. Yeah. Oh, come on, man. No, they didn't. They're sitting here. They will. Okay? So you see, it's mirzik ashikra. So then we should pass mirzik ashikra on all the above loans also and say that besides the issue of the gzer of lishma, there's a mirzik ashikra. What is this? So-and-so borrowed from so-and-so? Mapitom, he did not. But he was going to in the morning. But he didn't, yet. The shtar is a piece of garbage. No. Valeta. In fact, we don't hold of that at all. mit Rav Nachman. The Omer of Nachman, look, Rav Nachman said about a get, that afilu batzo ba'ashpa. You find a get at the garbage pail, you get it signed properly and give it to her, it's perfectly kosher. And the Rabbanan were only arguing with Rabbi Meir on Gitei Nashim. That's because they were chayish for the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Because we don't ketiva lishma. We do not find any machlokas on Rabbi Meir other than on the problem of gitim. There's nobody who says that other shtarot can't be picked out of a garbage pail. So clearly nobody cares, concerned in the least of michzik shikra, because I'll prove it to you. The Omer Rabbi Yosef. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, a shtar that you used, it was written for today. You borrowed $100,000. You walked off with $100,000. You got a telephone call from your dad. Don't borrow the $100,000. I am going to lend it to you interest-free. No problem. You go back to the guy, and you say, "Oh, I didn't need it. Thank you very much. Here's the $100,000 back." Then dad finds out that you want the $100,000 to buy a Ferrari. Dad calls you up and says, "You ain't getting a dime for a Ferrari." You come back to the guy and you say, "I need that $100,000? "Sure, no problem. Here's the $100,000. No good.
Same start.
Same start. Same Aiden. No good. Why no good? No, there's nothing of Kavanah. Enol chozer v'lo vebo, shekvar nimchal shibudo. This shtar, remember, is an instrument that creates a lien based on the testimony in the shtar. The lien was created for that first loan, which was repaid. The Adam never signed on the second loan, so there is no lien. If you would go and collect now from the Lekuchot, you'd be stealing. Because of that, another shtar has to be written. Fine. But you see that that's the only problem. The problem is Nimcha Shibuda. It's not the fact that you're bringing a shtar that is referring to a different loan and you're using it for the same loan that you want to make now, and you're going to say, "Oh, it's Mitzvah Kishikra." I don't care about that Mitzvah Kishikra. That doesn't bother me. So I need to have a shibud. Fine. If I did something like this, it would be an oral loan. But if I want to have a shtar to be able to use it, it has to be signed for this loan. Fine, but that's just separate logistical problem. Kotev shtarei milva, tzarek shenir makoma malve, makoma love, makoma ma'ot, makoma zman. Shtarei meka, tzarek shenir makoma lokeach, makoma mocher, makoma ma'ot, makoma sader, umakoma zman, all mipnei atakana. Rabbi Yehuda posel bekulam, Rabbi Elazar makshir bekulam chutz migitei nashim, where we really don't want you even writing the tofes. Shenemar v'kartavla lishma, and therefore being machmir to make a gezera. Amrev yiram shmo. Tzorek sheniach af mokom ariat muteret l'chol adam, because it's going according to Rav Elazar. The amreid emisira karte, yubinen ketiva lishma. Now, this is the third time Shmuel has done this to us, and we need all three times. V'tzrich. Tiyashminen hachtam aita, where you're not writing the mechuber, but katva the mechuber. And he explains the difference between the Resha and the Seif in terms of Tofes and Toref. Okay, so over there, who did you look like Rabbi Elazar? Because look, it starts off saying Ein Kotvim B'Mechuber, and then it says Kotvim B'Mechuber. There's no reason why it can't work out as that difference. Of a Seif Diktani, the second case that goes Ein Kiyom Aget Ela B'Kotamav, which is why a Cher Shet V'Kotin can write a get. I mean, come on. That sure as heck sounds like Rabbi Meir to me, who holds Eri Chatima Karte, and nonetheless Shmuel says, "No, we'll kvetch it in." And it means it's the Chereshet V'Katan writes the Tefes, not the Teref. V'yashvinu Ba'ahi, V'inami, I could say, okay, you want to kvetch, go ahead and kvetch. But our Mishnah, there's no way to kvetch. Because in our Mishnah, Eimam in a Sefer, Rabbi Elazar, arguing on the Resha, how could the Resha be Rabbi Elazar? Then the Resha is love Rabbi Elazar, and therefore Tzricha. Now, you say that we do all of this mipnei ha-takana. What takana? Om Reb Yochanan, it's mipnei takanat sofer. Om Reb Yonatan, it's mipnei takanat sofer, because what that means is that we want to make life easier, but mi'ikra then it shouldn't be mutter. Why shouldn't it be mutter? Because you're going according to Rebbe Lazar, who holds Edim is Sira Karte, and therefore there ought to be a Gezeira that Afilu Tovsi Nami Lo Dichto. However, Mishum Takanat Sofrim, Shora Rabbana. Okay, then continues the Mishnah, Rebbe Yehuda Posel Bekulam, that's because he's Gozer Tofes Otu Toref and the Get, and then he's Gozer all Shtarot Otu Gitin. Rabbi Elazar is Makshir Bekulam Chutz Migitin Hashim, because he's Gozer Tofes Otu Toref Gozer, yes, but other Shtarot Otu Gitin, there's no point of being Gozer, people will not get confused. Why does Rebbe Lozer say Shneemar v'katavla? That's not Neemar. I mean, the Kiktiv La is referring to the Torah of Tiktiv. Eleimah Mishum Shneemar v'katavla l'shma. I was Gozer even for the Tofes. But then we're left with the Kasha Rebbe Lozer to Rebbe Lozer. Treitanai v'alibi Rebbe Lozer. That's approach number one to the Takana to make life easier on the Sofrim. Now, there's another approach. Reb Shabtai Amechizkiah. It's a takana mishum ktata. Now that means that mi'ikar adin, it should be permissible to write the whole thing, even the Torah. And it's going only by Rabbi Meir, diomar edichatim akarte, and therefore bedinu afilu Torah nami lichto. And it's a takana to avoid family problems, because yimid hashamalo v'sofer nekakati, and she will assume that her husband ordered to get v'savra iukamalo le v'avila ketat about it. Rav Chista says, look, it can go in either direction, you know. It's Mishum Takanat Agunot. Now, some say that is going a Libra Rabbi Meir, some say a Libra Rabbi Lezer. Could be either way, because Amri Lab Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was Erechatim Akarte, therefore, but they don't feel the Torah also should be fine. It's like picking out of the garbage can. What's wrong with that? But the problem is that what that would mean is you'd make it very easy to give a get. So Zin and Dalek Tatabada, Vera Takala, Vizrak Niala now Magin Amotivla. Some say the other direction. It's going to be the Rebbe Lazar. Well, Zayde Monsieur Karte, and therefore there shouldn't be anything available, even Tovsim Namilo Lichto. But the problem is Mishum Agunot, namely Zimne Debar Lamezim Lidinata Yam. He would love to give this get to his wife to savor the agony of possible igun, but he can't find his offer in time. Veshavikla Vazar Lamagin Amotivla. Mokam Azman. Yeah, I understand in Nisuin. We already talked about it. Bein l'man yomer mishum batachoto, fine. Bein l'man yomer mishum peri, fine. But mina erisin, bishlam l'man yomer mishum batachoto, okay, that applies, ika. But according to man yomer mishum peri, how the heck does an arusa get peri? Omer of Amram, amilta shamat minei du'ulot omer mishum the Omar, Mishum Takanat Vlad, and I got to tell you, when I first heard about it, I had no idea what he's talking about. I mean, an Arusa, how would an Arusa have a Vlad? Lo Yadana, mind you, but, Kiva the Shamita, Lo Tatanya, Omar, Kitfu, Get Arusati, Likesha, Kansena, Agarshena, Eno Get, either because it's a Get Yashan, or according to Tosfos, it's worse than a Get Yashan, because there's a Get, it's a Get that he goes and gets married to her in between. And there we'll explain my time. Zereshama Yomru Gita Kodam Livna. So then that's the case over here too. Achinami Zereshama Yomru Gita Kodam Livna. Omer Bizerim Barbara Shiloh Omer Vamnunas Abba Omer Vadabar Ava Omer Rav Halacha Karebi Elazar that Ede Mesira Karte. Therefore, all of the Mishnayot that are makbid on the Gufa shall get is in fact the get itself and not the Chatima. Whether it's in terms of Lishma, or whether it's in terms of not writing the Mechuber, it's all Rebbe Lazar. Kari Rava later Rebbe Lazar to Vina de Chachimi. Vafil Mishtash Tarot Nami, that we don't have to worry. The armor of Papi Mishpe the Rav Ayashrata the Dayani, the Michtava Mikamid Lishadu Sade, Achatibat Yadayu, is Psula. Why is that? Because of a new problem of Mirzik Ashikra. I mean, if that's Mirza Keshigra, Allah is coming to come, all this other stuff. Okinami Mirza Keshigra. But we don't paskin like that. Min Rav Nachman. The Omer Rav Nachman Omer Ayah Rabbi Meir, Afil Mitzaoba Ashpa, Chatma, Notnula, Kosher. And Afil Rabbanon, Lo Pligya Leda Rimeir, Lo Begite Nashim, because of the problem of Lishma. But Bishash Tarot Lo, and I'll prove that to you, because Rav Asi Omer Rabbi Yochanan says Beferish, that if you use the star on the same day, shalavabo poro on the same day. You can't go back to borrow on the same day. Shekvar nimchal shibudo. Now, apparently that's the only problem. Shenimchal shibudo. But we're not chashina mishum demirzik shikra because it was written on a loan that hadn't taken place yet. So, memela, that proves that that is not an issue.